Radio 4's The Living World has been providing a gentle immersion and encounter with British natural history for nearly five decades. Beginning in the 1960s, the programme has been given unique access to special places and enthusiastic experts, helping transport you to every part of the British Isles, and in doing so, bringing our native wildlife closer to you. This year, we're leafing through the Living World Archive to catch up with some of the places, people and species of the last two decades. In 1947, David Lack, then director of the Edward Gray Institute of Field Ornithology, began observing swifts around Oxford. His observations led to the creation of one of the longest continuous studies of a single bird species in the world, the Oxford Swift Research Project. In 2000, Lionel Kellaway joined Chris Perrins high up in the Oxford University Museum Tower to take Living World closer to these devil birds than ever before. They begin the programme high up on the outside of the tower, watching swifts feeding in the air.
You join Chris and I sitting in what can only be described as the gutters at the back of the tower. Lovely place because we're out of the wind and we can't hear the enormous traffic noise that there is from the streets of Oxford. Apis apis or apis apis, whichever you'd like to pronounce it. It means no legs.
That's right. They belong to the order Apodiformes, which does mean without feet. And it's because they have such very tiny feet, they've certainly got feet, and they've got very sharp claws if they dig them into you, so you know quite well about it. But if you look at them casually, they've got very short feet and they're sitting down in their nest boxes or wherever they're sitting, you can't see the feet and legs at all. So that's how the name came.
But their common name has an even more appropriate origin, swift.
Well, because they are pretty fast on the wing, surprisingly. You can watch them wheeling round now. They move fairly fast, not perhaps quite as fast as people make out. The scimitar shape makes them look as if they're moving faster than they are, but when they're feeding on the wing, they're not really travelling quite that fast.
How fast do we know?
Probably only at about 30 kilometres an hour.
Oh, so a misnomer then, really?
A misnomer, except that in a really serious dive, I'm quite sure they get up at a great deal more speed than that.
But this profile, Chris, unmistakably a bird of the wing. Look at that, these great size-shaped wings, which look twice the length of the body, I suppose they are, in real terms.
Getting on that way, and of course you're talking about a bird which weighs only a little bit more than a robin, but with a wingspan of well over twice that.
Although a bird that's chosen to make its home here amongst the dreaming spires of Oxford, not native to us, Chris.
No, they breed here, but they spend a large part of their year in Africa. As soon as they've raised their chicks, which is usually sort of mid-July-ish, they beetle off pretty fast back to Africa. And we don't know very accurately their routes because they're difficult to follow, but they end up in southern central Africa, and then they molt there. So they spend more time there than here.
So why do they come here?
Presumably because the feeding is good in the summer, or better than they can get in Africa. That may seem surprising, but there aren't any other birds doing quite what they do here, so at least in good weather here, they don't have any competition, and one has to assume it's a better deal.
And why here to this particular spire in Oxford?
They originally would have been, and still are in some parts of Europe, a bird that nests high in trees in old woodpecker holes and things of that sort, so you might get little groups in a big dead tree. But with the felling of those and the erection of buildings, they've switched. And this, of course, is quite a high building, so they've got very easy access and egress from here. I've never seen a natural nest site in the UK. I'm not sure there are any now. They're all in buildings.
Apis apis, Chris, it's Latin name, which is supposed to mean without legs, leading from the fact that it's supposed to spend its whole life on the wing, apart from the time it comes here to nest, of course. Is it true?
Yep, as far as we know, it is true. I mean, it is the most remarkable feature of these birds is that they spend their life on the wing. The babies, as far as we know, leave here in the late summer. They spend the whole of their winter in Africa on the wing. They don't come to roost at all. They will do that two or three times before they start to breed, because they don't breed usually till they're about three. And then when they do breed, they obviously come to their nest, but otherwise they're on the wing. And although it's not absolutely certain that none of them roost in Africa, no one's ever found them roosting, here you can actually see at dusk the non-breeding birds ascending, going up into the sky about 2,000 feet or so, and you can pick them up on radar.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?